This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi today. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The inauguration of newly constructed flats will mark the completion of the second successful in situ slum rehabilitation project by the Delhi Development Authority. The project is aimed at providing the residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment, equipped with proper amenities and facilities. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpura in Najafgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today is an important day for Delhi's development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the wide range of development works will boost the ease of living for the people of Delhi. He added that these endeavours reflect the government's unwavering commitment to nurture future generations by empowering them with knowledge, innovation and opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Savitribai Phule on her birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister hailed Ms. Phule as a beacon of women's empowerment and a pioneer in the field of education and social reform. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will visit Guwahati today to flag off, dedicate and inaugurate several projects in Assam. Assam Governor L.P. Acharya, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, along with other dignitaries will accompany Mr. Vaishnaw. The Union Minister will flag off three trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Naharlagoon Express, and dedicate a road overbridge. Mr. Vaishnaw will inaugurate a 10-kilowatt FM transmitter at Akashvani Kokrajhar, virtually from Guwahati. Foreign Affairs Minister of Maldives, Abdullah Khalil, arrived in New Delhi yesterday evening on his first official visit to India. He will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today. Ministry of External Affairs has announced that 95 Indian fishermen were handed over by Bangladesh authorities to the Bangladesh Coast Guard yesterday, who will transfer them to the Indian Coast Guard on the upcoming Sunday. On the same day, 90 Bangladeshi fishermen will also be released as part of a mutual exchange and repatriation operation between the two countries' Coast Guard authorities. In Nepal, an earthquake occurred in Mugu in Karnali province this morning. According to the National Earthquake Measuring and Research Center, an earthquake measuring 4.4 on the Richter scale was recorded in Mugu district at 8:03 this morning. Earlier on Thursday, an earthquake measuring 4.8 on the Richter scale was recorded in Bagmati province. The IMD has forecast dense fog in northern, eastern and central parts of India for the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, isolated pockets of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Himachal Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours today. Cold air conditions are also very likely in parts of Bihar today. Dense fog and low visibility have disrupted the air and rail traffic in Delhi today. Around 50 flights were reported delayed due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital. The movement of several trains is also affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 24 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 hours. These include the Gorakhdham Express, Farakka Express, Kalindi Express, Shram Shakti Express, Mahabodhi Express, Malwa Express, UP Sampark Kranti and Ayodhya Express. In cricket, India were 134-7 in their first innings against Australia after tea in the fifth and final test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.